I'm Laura Winters. Staggering sums of money. Former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The New York jury in federal court awarding $18 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. She originally asked for $10 million. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Now on Truth Social, Donald Trump writing, absolutely ridiculous, exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, he writes. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America, exclamation point. In other news, a warning to Americans traveling to the Bahamas, as there have been 18 murders there so far this year. The U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas releasing a security warning and travel advisory in light of an uptick in gang violence. Now, earlier in the week, the State Department putting Jamaica on a travel advisory list due to an increase in violence there. And supermarkets packed with snacks, booze, and munchies ahead of a big weekend in sports. The stage now set for the top four teams in the NFL to face off on Sunday. Corey Myers now with a preview.
We find out who's taking part in the Super Bowl this weekend. On Sunday first, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Ravens in the AFC Championship. That one's in Baltimore. Kickoff set for 3 p.m. Eastern from M&T Bank Stadium. In the NFC Championship, the Detroit Lions traveling to the West Coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff there, 6:30 Eastern. Eastern from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Turning to politics now, the Republican candidates who want to be president, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, focusing their attention on South Carolina. The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
2024 GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
So far, 24 Republican governors supporting Texas Governor Greg Abbott in his dispute with the Biden administration regarding the razor wire put up along the state's border with Mexico to keep illegals out. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt supports shutting down the border as terrorists and criminals are walking right in. He's a guest on Fox and Friends.
What is the Biden administration doing? Why would they talk about federalizing the Texas Guard? Why are they directing Border Patrol? The American people need to ask themselves, why are they directing the Border Patrol to cut razor wire?
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.